We hope you're enjoying this week's exploration of Giuseppe Verdi's music and life. Visit Exploring Music's Facebook page to tell us about your favorite interpretation of a Verdi role. We want to know about your best-loved Rigoletto, Violetta, or Falstaff. Send us a note and we'll read some of our favorites. Also, listen to our entire archive at exploringmusic.org.
Hello there, and welcome to Exploring Music. It's Bill McLaughlin here, celebrating this week and next the genius of Giuseppe Verdi. Every once in a while, I get to daydreaming, wondering what it'd be like to be around with George and Ira Gershwin when they were cranking out those hits in the late 20s through the 30s, or Rodgers and Hammerstein when the two fellows were churning out Oklahoma, then Carousel and South Pacific. Amazing, isn't it? That's sort of what was going on with Giuseppe Verdi, the 1840s and 50s. He wrote so much wonderful music. But I don't know if it ever got any better than those two big hits that he had in a row, Rigoletto from 1851 and La Traviata from 1853. Talk about hitting it out of the park. Those operas were enormous successes from the first moment they were heard down to the present day. And I guarantee you, somewhere across the globe, probably dozens of people are singing songs and arias and choruses from Rigoletto and La Traviata. And we've only got an hour, so we're going to jump right in. Let's meet the Duke of Mantua, who's rather a bad boy, and very well sung bad boy, in this case, Neil Shikoff, singing Questa o Quella.
Questa o quella, per me pari sono, acqua d'altre intorno, ad intorno mi vedo, che il mio cuore libera ceda, meglio l'una che l'altra metà. La costora venenza e quadoro di che fatto nel fiore la vita soggi questa mi torna gratito forse la trovo se la le tra ma vanno sarà un altro forse l'altro ma vanno sarà. La costanza ti lenna de code del bestiamo qual morremo qual uomo crudele so chi vuole sui servi fedele non veglio se nel mo' libertà dei mariti il generoso furore degli amanti le smanie del rino ecco d'arrego che c'è tutti di sfido se mi munge se mi munge una qualche metà se mi munge una qualche metà
Questa o quella. This woman or that one, to me, they're just the same. If today one finds favor with me, then tomorrow it may be another one's turn. Ah, youth. The Duke of Mantua, a bad boy. Very well sung, though, by Neil Shikoff. That was Giuseppe Sinopoli leading the orchestra of Santa Cecilia. Oh, we are just flying through Rigoletto today, so let's go directly to the big soprano aria, Caro Nome, and singing Editha Gruberova, in the role of Gilda. She's the beautiful daughter of the man for whom this opera is named, Rigoletto, an old hunchback jester at the court. Rigoletto works for that Duke of Mantua, and he's determined to keep his beautiful daughter hidden.
Thank you.
Caro Nome. Exquisite singing from Edita Gruberova. For some reason, I just started to think of Beverly Sills, whom I loved. She was very generous with her talents, and she came and worked with all sorts of orchestras, so we got to play in the pit and with her on stage a lot of times. And Caro Nome was one of her big hit tunes from the time she was a little bit past that bubble stage when she was a kid. Edita Gruberova, so many different voices can sing Verdi's music. They voices just seem to wrap themselves around his music. And we have one more piece now from Rigoletto. Here is the big hit tune sung by, yes, Jussi Björling, La Donna e Mobile. Once again, here's the Duke of Mantua. La Donna e Mobile. Women are just fickle. You don't have to worry about them very much. Jussi Björling, the big hit tenor aria from Rigoletto of Giuseppe Verdi. And now, talk about a shift. This is the opening of the next opera, La Traviata. Thank you. somber music, and then graceful, setting the stage. But for what? That's the prelude of La Traviata. Let me read to you from an article from the New York Review of Books by Anka Mühlstein, who's talking about the woman who loved camellias. She writes, in the pecking order of the demi-monde of 19th century Paris, the courtesans ranked highest, merchants of love though they were. The most spectacular courtesan of Second Empire France was La Païva, who launched her career in Paris using the charms of her body and resourceful mind so successfully that she ultimately owned the most sumptuous mansion on the Champs-Élysées, which had been built just for her. That building now houses the Travelers Club, and you can still admire her silver-plated bronze bathtub with its three faucets, offering the choice of running water, milk, or champagne. That's the scene. Let's go into a house like that, into the house of the courtesan. Here we are, the opening scene of La Traviata.
Oh,
What did we just hear? We just heard a young tenor. This is Alfredo, a young country lad from a very good family who's wandered into very fast company in Paris. And he's met the fastest of fast company, Violetta, the lady of the camellias, the courtesan whose house he's in. They've just sung a drinking song and they've caught each other's eyes. And of course, it's all over for Alfredo. Who was this woman of the camellias? Well, her name was Marie Duplessis. She was the most famous courtesan in Paris, and the camellia was her signature flower and fetish. Alexandre Dumas fell in love with her, one of many, many, many men. But he wrote about her in a novel called The Lady of the Camellias, which serves as the basis for Verdi's opera, La Traviata. There's a wonderful section further along in Act One where we really get to hear Violetta try out all of her best vocal tricks. This is the great soprano Renato Scotto, with the Filarmonia Orchestra under Riccardo Muti. We'll start at Forse Lui and go through Sempre Libera.
Sorry.
Renata Scotto as Violetta. We're hearing the magnificent and always young somehow voice of Alfredo Kraus, the tenor Alfredo. This is Ricardo Muti conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. It's an old EMI recording that just sounds wonderful. You're tuned in to Exploring Music, and this week and next we are celebrating the incredible genius of Giuseppe Verdi. Drop us a line. Let us know how you like the show. Write to us at exploringmusic.org. And so Alfredo, the nice young kid from the country, falls in love with the famous courtesan, Violetta. And she astonishes herself by starting to love him back. And this makes trouble on the home front. Alfredo's pop shows up. His name is Germont. And you don't have to be a creep going around muttering Jezebel, harlot, under your breath to feel some sympathy for Germont. He says, "Look, my son, I have a daughter at home. Have you forgotten your little sister? Word is getting out, and she will be compromised by your relationship with Violetta. No one will want her. Please, have you lost all honor?" For someone who's sitting in the audience at La Traviata, it doesn't matter about how you feel about this old man, Germont. The minute he begins to sing, Verdi gives him such noble music that you're instantly won over. We've got a really special recording. This is a man who used to sing the part of Alfredo the tenor, Plácido Domingo. In his later years now, he's singing baritone roles. Here is Plácido Domingo singing Di Provenza.
Quanto soffrì il tuo vecchio genitore, te lontano di squallò, il suo tetto si coprì, il suo tetto si coprì di squallore, di squallor. Ma se alla fin ti trovo ancor, sei il mestiere, non fallì. Se la voce dell'onore in te a pieno l'ammutì, ma se alla fin ti trovo ancor, sei il mestiere, non fallì.
Very touching music from the old father, Germont, and it does touch Alfredo's heart, but not enough. But it takes a second appearance from Germont to turn the trick. This time he doesn't bother talking to his son. He comes directly to speak with Violetta. And he treats her with respect to a degree. He says, look, my dear, I know that my son is desperately in love with you. And I suspect that you love him too. But my daughter is engaged to be married, and her family's fiancé is threatening to call off the wedding unless you and Alfredo part. Do you understand my position? She does. And she tells Alfredo that she has lost her love for him. She sends him away. They're both heartbroken. And now we get to the end of the opera. There's one little part I left out. Violetta's only 23 years old, but she's dying of consumption. An act later, when Alfredo learns of this, he comes to her immediately in Paris and says, my dear, we'll leave Paris. We'll have this beautiful place in the country. I'll take care of you. I'll nurse you back to health. Listen to the music he sings to her. It's almost like a lullaby. Renata Scotto and Alfredo Kraus, as they sing, Parigi, o cara. We're going to leave Paris, my dear. Alfredo Kraus and Renata Scotto as the young lovers. And now we come to the final scene. Alfredo and Violetta are back together, but it's too late. Violetta is dying, but she says, wait, wait, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling signs of health. And everyone can see that it can't last. Here's the final scene of La Traviata.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for an opera to end with the death of a hero or heroine, but that conclusion of La Traviata surpasses almost everything else in its tenderness and the feeling of hope and then loss of hope. I suppose maybe the last act of La Bohème rivals it to some degree. Fantastic performance, Alfredo Kraus singing the role of the young tenor Alfredo, and Renata Scotto as Violetta La Traviata. Riccardo Muti with the Philharmonia Orchestra and the Ambrosian Opera Chorus, La Traviata of Verdi. You might like to know that the original Traviata, the original Lady of the Camellias, Marie de Poussy, did die at the age of 23. Sad songs today, not of the death of kings, but of the death of young, beautiful women. Well, we'll have cheerier stuff tomorrow, kind of cheerier. We'll get Un Ballo, Un Maschera, The Masked Ball. Also, a couple movements of a string quartet. Very interesting piece by Giuseppe Verdi. Also, Forza del Destino and Sicilian Vespers. You don't want to miss that. So, see you tomorrow. Exploring Music is produced by Jesse McQuarters and Sidney Gillard at WFMT in Chicago and engineered by Bill Sigmund at WQXR in New York City. Noel Morris is the session producer. Major support is provided by Helen Sell, the Earl and Brenda Shapiro Foundation, an anonymous gift in memory of Carl and Fern Genslin, Mr. and Mrs. William Gardner Brown, Joan W. Harris and the Irving Harris Foundation, Sanford and Nancy Colton, the Louise M. Vinicky Trust, and the listener supporters of WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. I'm Bill McLaughlin, and thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network.